Okay, dear friends, what we're about to do now is we're going to be reading this article again, the article we read earlier. The writings of Rabash, sometimes spirituality is called a soul. And while we're reading, we will write down the main counsels that we hear from Rabash. And then we'll share this between us in a workshop. Again, we're going to write the main points, the pointers that we see from Rabash, and then we'll start workshopping it. So Rabash, sometimes spirituality is called a soul. We must understand why spirituality is sometimes called a soul. As it is written, body and soul. Sometimes spirituality is called soul, nefesh. As in, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, your nefesh. Usually, when speaking of spirituality, we speak of its highest discernment, which is neshama, so that one will know that a high degree has been made ready for him, which is neshama, to evoke in his heart the desire to achieve it and to think what is the reason that he has not achieved it yet. Then he will come to know that all we need in order to attain spirituality is equivalence of form. The body is born with a nature of self-love, which is disparity of form from the Creator, whom we attain as only giving. Thus, one should cleanse one's body and come to equivalence of form so he too will want to do things that are only to bestow. By that, he will be able to reach this high degree called neshama. For this is the next degree after the body.
But
when referring to the order of the work following the degree of the body comes the degree of nefesh, this is why it is the writing says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. But this is the next degree after the body. This is why it says, with all your heart, and subsequently, with all your soul. In other words, one must be willing to give everything he has to the Creator. But afterwards, if he obtains a higher degree, meaning ruach, and then neshama, he should still be willing to give everything to the Creator. But the text begins with the first degree that comes after the body.
All that a man has, he must give to the Creator. This means that he does not do anything for his own benefit. Rather, everything is for the sake of the Creator. This is considered that all his deeds are only to bestow, while he is completely inconsequential. Rather, everything is for the sake of the Creator. Now you can understand what is written in the Zohar. With all your soul, he asks. It should have said, in your soul. What is with all your soul? Why does it say with? He replies, that it comes to include nefesh, ruach, neshama. This is with all your soul, where all means what the nefesh grips. From this we see that the Zohar interprets that all that the Torah adds to us as coming to tell us that nefesh and ruach are included in the neshama. However, it deliberately begins with nefesh, since after the body comes the nefesh. But when we speak of spirituality in general, we refer spirituality as neshama, as it is written, and he blew into his nostrils the neshama, soul or breath of life. To obtain the degree of naran, nefesh ruach neshama, we must go by the path of bestowal and try to come out of self-love. And this is called the path of truth, meaning that by doing so, we will achieve the quality of truth that exists in His providence, who behaves towards us with quality of benevolence. This is called the Creator's seal is truth. This means that the objective of the work of the Creator, meaning His work in creating the worlds, which is to do good to His creations, is that man must reach the Creator's quality of truth. Man will know that he has reached his completeness after he has attained the guidance of the Creator as benevolent. Whether he has abundance, but also he should see that others have abundance too, meaning see that everyone has complete abundance. This is presented in the introduction of the 10 Sefirot, the fourth discernment of love, which is unconditional love, is eternal. This is because after he has judged the whole world favorably, the love is eternal and absolute. There cannot be covering and hiding in the world, because there it is a place of complete disclosure of the face. As it is written, your teacher will no longer hide himself, but your eyes will see your teacher, since he already knows all the Creator's dealings with all the people in the form of true providence that appears from His name, the good who does good to the good and to the bad. It therefore follows that if one reaches complete perfection, he attains his true state. However, there are preliminary degrees before that. As it is written in the introduction to the study of the 10 Sefirot, that the first discernment is a repentance from fear. It is written about it, the first degree of attainment of the disclosure of the face, meaning attainment and sensation of providence, of reward and punishment, in a way that he who knows all mysteries will testify that he will not turn back to folly, is called repentance from fear. At that time, his sins become mistakes for him, and he is called incomplete righteous or medium. However, according to the above, there is another sign that one is walking on the path of truth, the state of negation. In other words, even though he sees that now he is in a worse state, that is, before he began to walk on the path of truth, he felt closer to Kedusha, holiness, whereas now that he's begun to walk on his path, he feels more remote. But according to the known rule, holiness is increased, not decreased, there rises the question, why now that he is walking on the path of truth, does he feel that he is regressing instead of progressing, as it should be if he is walking on the path of truth? At the very least, he should not decline from the previous state. The answer is that there must be absence before there is presence. This means that first there must be a kli, a vessel, which is called a lack. And then there is will, and then there will be room to fill the lack. Therefore, first, one must go forward and bring himself closer to the truth each time. In other words, each time he goes forward, he sees his situation, that he is immersed in self-love. And each time, he should see more clearly that self-love is bad, because self-love is what hinders us from reaching the delight and pleasure that the Creator has prepared for us. Because this is what separates us from the Creator. Accordingly, we can understand that what a person thinks that he is regressing now that he has begun on the path of truth, he must know that this is not so. Rather, he is advancing towards the truth. Previously, when his work was not based on bestowal and faith, he was far from seeing the truth. But now, he must come to feel the evil within him. As it is written, "There shall be no strange God within you." Our sages said, "Who is the strange God in a man's body? It is the evil inclination." In other words, within a person, the will to receive is his very evil. And then, when he has achieved the recognition of evil, he can say that he is going to correct it. It turns out that prior to attaining his evil to an extent where he couldn't tolerate it any longer, there was nothing to correct. Thus, he has indeed gone a long way forward in the truth to see his real situation. And when a person sees the evil in himself, to an extent that he cannot tolerate it, he begins to seek advice for how to come out of it. But the only advice for a man of Israel is to turn to the Creator, so he will open his eyes and his heart and fill it with sublime abundance. As our sages said, he who comes to be purified is aided. Then, when he receives help from the Creator, all the lacks will be filled with the light of the Creator, and he begins to rise on the degrees of holiness because the need has already been prepared within him by coming to see his true state. Hence, now there is room to receive his completeness. And then a person begins to see how each day, according to his work, he rises ever upwards. However, we must always awaken what the heart forgets, what is needed for the correction of the heart, love of friends, whose purpose is to achieve love of others. This is not a pleasant thing for the heart, which is called self-love. Hence, when there is a gathering of friends, we must remember to bring up the question, meaning everyone should ask himself how much we have advanced in love of others and how much we have done to promote us in that matter. So now, friends, we're going to do a workshop and share in the workshops the advice that we've heard.
Well, one of the points that grabbed me in the article is that he says that when a person starts going, he feels how much he's going farther, that he's on track, but he feels like he's going backwards. And here, it's exactly the point where a deficiency is built within the person.
This is why he's receiving the sense that he's going backwards. And this is where we get the approach.
Yes, a lot of advice, and also we need to see that we have this kind of hearing together in the ten and writing the words of the Rabash, and he finishes with this advice that when there's a gathering of friends, we have to remember that each one should ask himself, how much have we advanced in love of others, and how many actions have we done in order to advance in that respect? And so we have to self-scrutinize where we are in relation to the Creator.
So first of all, it's very great to see that the first reading isn't the same as the second reading, especially as Rabash has put it for us. And he says here that the only advice a person has is to turn to the Creator, to light his eyes and heart. So we pray that the Creator lights our eyes and our heart and see that only through love of friends we can progress.
And it also was written that a person should know that a great degree, which is the soul, is prepared for him, and it should awaken yearning in him to achieve that. So let's remind to each other all the time that that's what we're living for, to adhere to the upper light.
And remember that what we're doing is something very, very special. It's a great degree, that we're not just going towards something, a partial goal, or we're going on 100% to go to end of correction, the biggest degree that there is, and everything that we're doing is towards that goal. For us to remember this.
Let's go. Yes, and he ends the article saying that we have to gather and discuss seriously and see how did we advance and really monitor it, not just talk about it, but also check ourselves where we are.
I also wrote the matter at the end, and what Dave mentioned, that the only advice is to turn to the Creator, to light his heart. And what he said is that a person needs to be ready to give to the Creator. So it gave me a thought of how to come to the state that everything you have, you're ready to use only for the sake of bestowal.
Also from the end of the article, when there's a gathering of friends, we have to remember to put on the table the question that everyone should ask: how much did we advance in love of others, how many actions we've done to bring ourselves progress in that regards.
Another point that I've received that I took from this is when he said that when a person sees the evil in him in the degree that he can't tolerate it anymore, then he begins to look how to escape it, how to get out of it. And I saw how the recognition of evil, that when you begin to recognize your nature more and more, particularly in this point, and the Ten will help you to go through these states and understand that this is nature and ask on the correction so that we can progress.
Yeah, I'm also combining some words of Rav together with Rabash, because really without it we can't really hear Rabash clearly. We start moving in all kinds of directions. But I understood that as much as we invest in love of friends and connection, which is repulsive to us, like Rav said, we can go and disseminate, organize meals, and which could be effective, but we could still be running from the true thing that he directs us to, which is love. And love is repulsive to us because it's against our nature. And here we need the 10, that specifically in these moments where it repels us, where we feel the bad within us and we see this is dark and so forth, then the 10 gives you the power to advance, that it's okay to continue on the path until the Creator helps and builds this quality of truth within us.
As he writes here, that we need to always awaken the forgotten matter from the heart and correct the love of friends that isn't very pleasant for the heart. And as Rav said in the lesson, we need to be the glue between the friends, to connect all the relationships for the upper light.
As Rav said, that really our goal is to be like the Creator, and for that we need to achieve love, because that means being like the Creator.
I
heard that he needs to measure love of friends daily and ask how much we attained through this. And I want to add that this is probably the only measure that we have in how we progress, because we don't have much other tools to measure the other parameters that we have. The soul, neshama, yechida. But how much I have served the friends, how much I cared for them, prayed for them, this is something that a friend can measure.
Yes, and I heard that the example of love is like a mother to her child. Similarly, we have to achieve this kind of emotion towards the friends.
Yeah,
and if we're mentioning things that Rav mentioned in the lesson, what got me was when Rav said that a person can do dissemination and he can do meals and all sorts of things, but none of it actually goes against the desire. And love is a foreign thing, which is why it's the most difficult.
There's another thing here, that there's another indication for walking on the path of truth, which is the state of negation, that it talks about the deficiency here.
Another thing that was during the lesson was this pot of soup, and the Creator mixes all of us together. And this is how it feels in this article, that it's not that one person can come and keep all of these things as if he has strength to keep even half of what it says here, but to discover how much opposite he is can only be in the group.
All right, dear friends, we will now move to an assembly. We'll hear all the advice we heard in an assembly. Every 10 is invited here and in the world Kli, everywhere, to share the advice we've heard from our friends. So post question marks or raise your hands here in the hall, and let's hear some advice. Yes, Asaf.
Yes, so we wrote a lot of advices, and really Rabash in this article gives a lot. So I'll read a few and allow the friends to continue to see how self-love is a bad thing, it's an evil thing, to recognize the evil in him and to turn to the Creator to shine upon us. And one more thing, to yearn to do things only for bestowal and not to do anything for self-benefit, but only to the Creator.
Thank you. Unity 2, friends all over the world, you're welcome to post your question marks.
Friends, we only heard that we need to work in with all our hearts.
תודה. תל אביב, בבקשה.
עצה שאנחנו רשמנו זה שכל אחד ישאל את עצמו עד כמה.
The advice we wrote was that each one should ask himself, themselves how much did we advance in love of others.
טוב, אמרו בדיוק מה שגם אנחנו אמרנו מתוך שלל עצות.
Okay, they said also what we said. So we check ourselves very well in the work of revelation of evil and cherish this work, that this is the blessed work, as everything that is revealed on the way to love of friends.
Talk about the greatness of attainment to awaken the deficiency towards that, that all desires will be aimed at bestowal, to practice love unconditionally, to remind each other that when we feel worse, it indicates that we're on the path of truth, and to awaken love of friends, which is what the heart forgets.
Yeah, Leo just said it. When a person reaches recognition of evil, he should know that he's not regressing, and that we should keep moving forward, and that it's a positive sign of advancement.
Tbilisi, bakasha. Tbilisi, lo shamanu?
Я извиняюсь. У нас только появился, значит, микрофон. Мы должны хотя бы в течение дня постоянно чувствовать себя.
We need to, throughout the day, feel ourselves, how much we advanced, how much we connected. And this connection we must, this feeling we have to pass to the friends during our meetings, to talk about it, to share what we're feeling, how much we advanced. And the recognition of evil, how much we cover it with love in the relationship between us.
Yes, a few items that might help. First is to be willing to give to the Creator. I understand it to be contentment to the Creator, not doing anything for one's own sake, only for the benefit of the Creator. Second thing is first attainment of the degree of the face is the attainment of fear that the Creator testifies that he won't return to his folly. And another small thing, when we start rising in sanctity, we feel ourselves farther from the holiness. So specifically when we start rising in holiness, we begin to feel the oppositeness. That's the advice I took.
And so importantly is the more that we exert in love of others and we overcome our evil inclination, that the Creator helps us, that he fills this lack with the light of his full abundance and bestowal.
Toda, French.
Oui, quand on avance sur le chemin de la vérité, on ressent qu'on recule parce que
when we advance in the path of truth, we feel we are going backwards.
La présence se révèle à partir de l'absence. Et puis lorsqu'on en arrive à voir le mal, là, il n'y a qu'un seul conseil, il nous dit
le rabbin. We have to understand what's happening and when we come to recognition of evil, what Rabbar says is we have to ask of the Creator to open our eyes and our hearts and fill them with the upper light.
Tel Aviv 4.
Toda, שתמיד נזכור.
Thank you.
מדרגה יותר גבוהה.
May we always remember that there is a higher degree ahead of us in a greater connection, and for this to draw us and to give us yearning for greater connection, and for everything that we attain in this correct connection, we'd want to give to the Creator.
Before we go to Moscow, I'm reminding that women are also invited to send the advice they heard to the women's speaker and Moscow, please.
Сначала рождается общее тело.
We got such a summary that first there is the mutual body that is created. This body has the desire to receive. And before that, there is a degree of annulment where you begin to see yourself opposite. And so you yearn to the Creator in the connection with the friend.
Да, и основное то, что мы на сегодня понимаем, то, что мы на сегодня.
The main thing we understand for today, or learn today, feel
через свое эгоистическое, через свои ощущения, понимание. И хотелось бы, чтобы по мере изучения вообще статьи.
We learn mostly through our egoistic perception, and the more we learn the articles, we would like to perceive it more sensitively, more subtly, and that the article itself will help us, as it says, one who comes to purify is being aided, so that the article will help us rise from a corporeal to a more spiritual perception.
בעמוד 32 בפסקה 4 אני
בזמן שאדם רואה את הרע שבו in a time that a person recognizes his evil to the measure that he can't tolerate it anymore, then he
יש לאדם מישראל רק לפנות לבורא.
And then he repents, and the only advice is to turn to the Creator.
Thank you. Now we'll move to question, to the advice that women heard. Coleman, please.
Shamanu she'adam tzarich le'argish et hara shebekirvo.
We heard that a person needs to feel the evil within him and search advices to get out of it. There is also an advice from the men that we need to keep the advice in our heart and to always start our meeting from the uplifting. This is from Kavi 1, and more is coming.
Okay, until we hear, we get some more, as we're just updating that to make it clear that Rav concluded his part of the lesson for today, and we are continuing in this workshop between us. More advice, Coleman. So we'll continue for now, and we will continue reading from the article, the following paragraph. We have to always awaken what is forgotten from the heart, and we have to have it to correct the heart, which is love of friends, and the purpose of it is to achieve love of others, and this is not pleasant for the heart, which is called self-love. Therefore, when there is some gathering of friends, we should remember to put on the table the question, meaning that each one will ask himself, how much have we advanced in love of others? And how many actions have we done in order to bring ourselves progress in that? We'll read it again. We must always awaken what is forgotten from the heart. And it is what is required to correct the heart, which is love of friends, whose purpose is to achieve love of others, and that is unpleasant for the heart, which is referred to as self-love. Therefore, when there is a gathering of friends, we should remember to put on the table the question, meaning that each one will ask himself, how much have we advanced in love of others? and how many actions have we done in order to bring progress in that regard. So friends, we'll do another workshop now, and then we'll do another assembly, and we'll answer the question, how much have we advanced in love of others, and how many actions have we made in order to bring us progress in love of friends? Again, how much did we advance in love of others, and how many actions have we made in order to bring us progress in love of friends? Please.
I don't know if I can tell in numbers how many actions we've done, because I feel like all of our life is trying to do actions in love of others, especially since having tens, and we invest only in that our entire life. And advance, develop only in this.
First, just to praise the situation we have now, this gathering and the ability to discuss between the friends, it's a great thing. He writes even before that we have to always awaken what is forgotten from the heart, which is love of friends, which is unpleasant for the heart. And therefore, when we raise these questions in a gathering of friends, it helps us, it softens the heart. When you hear the friends, it's a very special state, and it's hard to know how much did we advance, but we feel, especially in this time of the holidays, we feel how from day to day a prayer is formed within us, a common plea to the Creator.
Yeah, he says to bring up these questions to the table, but not specifically that we need to answer that. Maybe we just need to awaken a deficiency for that state. Because the article mentions that we need to have a lack for that to be a fulfillment. So we need to measure where we're going, where we are.
I see that you're very advanced in love of others. I'll give a few proofs. Yesterday, Chaim cared about me, asked how I'm doing. Today in the morning I saw that Dudi and Rui are organizing and arranging and praying for how we will go through the lesson. Itzik went to meet a friend in the airport. Boa started a webinar yesterday for a new course.
So as far as actions, we are doing a lot of actions whose goal at the end of the day is to reach love of others. Maybe the progress, the most real progress, is us understanding that without love of others, we're not going to get anywhere, which is by itself already is progress, that we're not connecting our advancement to any other actions. Rather understand and feel that the only thing that's going to help us is to try to reach love of others, which is in itself, I think, is a considerable advancement and progress.
Yeah, to number, to count our actions, maybe we should, and that will make us more tightly connected to the friends, more attentive to what the friends are doing. But progress can perhaps be measured in the feeling. What do you feel towards the friends? How much do you think about them during the day? How much you want them to advance? How much you're happy that happy for them? And share their concerns and this kind of indications.
Rabbi writes here that everybody has to ask himself that, meaning that it is our internal work that a person has to do with himself and inside of himself, which is why it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with a gathering of friends or an action, but it's something that we do internally all of the time. Everything we do in the 10 is only to clarify this point and to ask correction on it.
Over time, there's a feeling in the 10 that the friends are closer, even if there's no additional actions, whether it's the lessons or the Zoom meetings or our weekly meals. We feel like each such action is powerful and meaningful to our connection.
Because it is a person against the desire, each day begins from the beginning, all over again. And to reach a love of others and how much we advance, so we can look at the screens, how many people together are in the lesson in one desire. This is progress.
Yes, I also noticed what Chaim mentioned, that in the end, Rabash writes that a person should examine himself, should ask himself, that out of all the things to ask yourself, it's how much did I invest in love of others, in love of friends, and it further strengthens this aspect of reaching recognition of evil, which highlights to you how much you really want to build a soul, like we heard from Rav, that the soul is the 10, that's where the soul is, that's where we can discover our whole non-chai. So, may we succeed in putting the effort in the right place.
When each friend speaks, I feel like when Rav mentioned that there's a soup and each gets their plate and takes pleasure in their flavor, so it feels like I have an opportunity to taste the friend's flavor when he begins to mention and describes the tastes and flavors that he receives in his portion of soup. And the translators asked specifically from me personally that I speak slower, especially the Arabic department, and I'm getting very excited that we have translation to Arabic. Lastly, Noach from Zoom wrote to us that each moment we have to check ourselves, unrelated to the feeling, if there is or isn't love. The effort and the preparedness we have to give one another. Love of others can be seen through action, but if it reaches the feeling, then it depends on the Creator. And we are in prayer that He gives it against the natural inclination.
This is from Noah and Rami, and also from what the friend said from the article, turns out that on the one hand, without self-love, we can't achieve anything. On the other hand, it's always forgotten from the heart. So I think these questions should always direct us, organize our thought correctly. Why do we gather? What do we want? How should we aim ourselves? There are many actions we do, but where does everything have to be aimed, and how do we organize our thoughts?
A few more proofs how much you advanced in love of others. Like he said, the friend before me, that he guides us constantly to prayers, that he created us and he needs to correct us. Misha is making a huge effort to be with us in the focus group. It's not to be taken for granted. And another friend comes here to prepare the connection for the friends with a stand and other facilities. Another friend asked to the thoughts of the friend of the 10 to be able to arrive early, and he actually arrives the earliest.
Rami, who's now overseas, is writing to us, we have advanced a lot. It feels like the 10 is in your heart all the time, even when you're on the other side of the world. Any moment I'm with you on Zoom or in the galaxy or in Sviva Tova, it brings inspiration from our teachers and great gratitude to the Creator.
Rami, מאוד חסר לנו פה.
Yes, we miss him very much. And...
All right, dear friends, we're going to another question, and of course we will then be ready to share in the assembly. Our next question is, what kind of actions we're going to do in the tent today in order to advance in love of friends? What actions will we do in our tent today to advance in love of friends?
And I'm going to continue. We miss Rami, a friend of our ten. And each Thursday we gather in his office and do a gathering of friends. This is one action that is very, that brings us closer and uplifts the importance of the goal. And advances us. So we'll feel Rami among us.
So we already have two central actions for the day, which is our the noon lesson and our meeting in the evening. And so let's pray from now that Rav will have the strength also, and that our gatherings will be another stage in our in us getting closer and towards the Creator.
Along with this, each will be at work with the family, but we need to find opportunities to connect with the friends. And again, think and be in yearning and search for this love.
Yes, in our 10, Thursday is the day of the friends. Every day is the day of the friends, but there's an extra emphasis today. We have a gathering of friends and a meal that sort of summarizes all of the weekly effort. And we also think about how do we take it to the next stage. So there's always kind of butterflies from the beginning of the day towards our gathering.
I also thought about the gathering that we have in the evening, that we're at the end of the morning lesson. And here is an opportunity to check how much we're going to advance in love of others, to really have a gauge for love of others throughout the day. From the morning lesson until the meeting, how much we add in connection. And thank God we have stops, we have the afternoon lesson, we have Zooms and prayers, global prayers. We have opportunities to read throughout the day, to disseminate, so many opportunities to check ourselves throughout the day and add the right intention to every opportunity the Creator gives.
What actions we'll do today? First of all, the action we're doing now is the central action, the daily lesson. That's where everything comes from. That's what our day will depend on, how much will connect between us, and that the upper light will shine on us and organize us correctly. And as the friend said, we have many other actions, but a person always has to see that he's between the friends in this kind of ball of soup, as we heard of.
And also, how do we utilize the afternoon lesson? So it's the gathering of friends of the tent. Some can connect, some are at work, some listen online, some later. How do we turn this into a full hour of prayer so that we feel like we are as one, with one ear and one heart, receive Rav's words and wrap all of the friends in them, whoever they are?
Itai from the sound department here now is writing to us, let's try to make an effort to put on reminders, to always think of the friends the whole day, ask ourselves again and again, how much did we advance in love of friends, and come with all of this preparation to our meeting. And Noah says, hearing the friend's heart in the workshop already awakens the desire to add more actions. Today we have our meeting. We should sanctify this meeting, this meal. Beyond what we eat, we need to taste each other's flavors.
And the actions that we're yet to do today, preparation for the meal and for the lesson, because it's not just enough to arrive. You need to prepare yourself. Why do I arrive? What do I come with? What do I want to give to the friends? So may we be successful in the preparation. Yes, so may the Creator give us a proper heart and the right intention, the right words and the right love for the friends in each action. Yes, so in this opportunity, may Noah feel better. I'm very excited to see him tonight and for all of our friends to have the strength to gather with every opportunity throughout the day that we have and feel more and more how much we are in a single heart, want and desire one thing. Okay, friends, we are now going for a quick summary. We invite all of the friends from the world and here from the hall to share what came up in feelings and in the discussion. So everyone put up your question marks, and we're asking how much we've advanced in actions of love of others. And we are going to talk about what actions we're going to do today in the 10 to advance in love of others. So let's share, put up your question marks. We already have Turkey 4.
Good morning, dear World Kli. The sensation in the 10 was that we will open our hearts as much as we can. As much as the friends will live inside us and they will read our soul as a book, and my friends will know all my strength, all my weaknesses, all my merits and all my faults, and I will be open to them with all my being, with all my thoughts, desires, emotions, I will be for them. And this is the only way for light to break shells of the heart and enter to our intention. So, as Rav always says, Lamshich, continue. This path is long, but we are strong and we will not surrender.
So let's share what actions are we going to do today to advance in love of friends. Asaf, go ahead.
Yes, so we wrote as follows: to hold each other in the heart, to think of one another and support. 2, to go over the article again. And 3, to turn to the Creator as one to help us achieve love of others. And 4, we have tomorrow a yahrzeit meal of Baal HaSulam. So make sure that everyone is registered as in common action.
Конечно, мы на днём у нас есть действия, и все наши действия, весь наш формат.
We certainly, of course, are doing actions during the day, and the whole actions, the whole format we're working with is we're gonna use it to see how much we live, each one of us in our life, like Baal HaSulam says, our right to exist is loving the friends and what state are the friends in. We're going to use all of that to be filled with life as much as possible by showing an example in our participation and our effort in our common work. We're going to use everything we got, Rabash, and this format and this article we just learned, everything we have.
Peter, Shalosh.
Наша десятка удостоилась выполнять совет Рава, проводить встречи между
Our 10 merited to realize Rav's advice to keep the meeting in the friends from Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, all of the tens to correct all of the deficiencies in the world.
Сегодня решающий день, мы объединяемся.
And tomorrow we are organizing a meeting for Eastern Europe.
Спасти мир, чтобы исправить
те. It's a crucial day ahead of us. We want to cleave to love and the correction of the world and all the deficiencies in the world.
אנחנו דיברנו על זה שהפעולה קודם כל.
We talked about how the most important action we're doing is this right now, this lesson, which will give us the example, the face, the light. For this whole day, during the day we also have the Zoom meetings of the global prayers, and today in the evening we also have a meal that we're doing in the 10 every Thursday, and Asaf just mentioned also the meal we have tomorrow morning of Baal Sulam's Memorial Day. So somehow we envelop ourselves with many actions so that in these actions we'll be able to make another bit forward towards love of others.
Sí, nosotros tenemos actividades durante todo el día, nos unimos a las actividades del clima mundial.
Yes, we have actions throughout the entire day to connect to the activities of the World Kli, prayers and meals. Additionally, additionally, we're speaking about the need to raise the intensity of these activities to speak about love of friends and the heart. Thank you all.
Boland.
Yes, to constantly be there for the friends, to add everything on love of friends, to care for the friends, to pray for the friends. We have many prayers during the day that we awaken each other to only be there in this life for the benefit of the friends, that they can come closer to the Creator and that we can make dveikut. And that we remind each other every time again that there's none else besides Him, that we can adhere to Him and give each other this strength and confidence to keep on going on the path. And this total caring and adhering everything to the Creator by prayer, and we do this five to seven or eight times a day, and every time again we have the opportunity to open our hearts, to feel the friends, and to truly pray for the friends to form our vessel of bestowal, and that we can do every action towards the world Kli and add in every activity there is and raise the importance of the goal together so that we can work in one big Kli in B'nai Baruch together in one big prayer. L'chaim, friends.
Toda rabba, Kiev.
Да.
Thousands of years in the darkness we roam, chasing a whisper that's guiding us home. So many miles searching for a sign to break free from these cages of time. Is there some place beyond all the noise? A sweet silence behind every voice? Something pulling us out from the dark? Something whole behind these broken parts? Yeah.
L'chaim, friends, we are continuing to another concluding question. Let's sit down and continue, because we can't finish without a prayer. So the question is, with what deficiency is our 10 coming out of the lesson? Again, each 10 builds a prayer. With what kind of deficiency our 10 is coming out of the lesson? Each 10 builds a prayer. Please, friends.
With what deficiency? I'm not sure. First, I have a very strong deficiency in us working together, and in the connection between us, we hear even deeper Rav and Rabash, and we turn to a kli, a real kli of realizing the method.
I came to the lesson as half a corpse. You know, sometimes you see in nature films like a fish that falls into the shore and it has no, it's out of the water and that's it. But the lesson and the connection with you and the words of Rav, the words of Rabash, it's like water. It's like being brought back to water by a wave that carries you. And like Rav said, once you get the strength, it's only to push us back in. So the prayer we should have today is to really absorb whatever we absorb from the 10, that we can put it back into the 10 to give strength back to the 10.
Yeah, to be a glue between the friends. Out of it, everything comes out. The article that we read to raise the importance and uplift the love of others, ask the questions, and everything we've read to want to be a glue between the friends.
And after we heard Costa from Peter talking about the meeting between the friends from different countries today, so it's clear that this prayer to be a glue between them, and that Bnei Baruch will be a glue between all created beings, is the only thing that can heal us and the whole world.
Not to forget our Rav, to pray that he has the strength and to come back in full force with us during the afternoon lesson, because it's a very special feeling that he put the lights for us on the way, like a plane has on its way to take off. And we just need to walk a flashlight after flashlight, a light after light.
Yes, like Owen, I also think we really need to always remember, we mustn't forget that there's no other force in the world besides us. In our connection, we influence the whole world and cause the whole world to move in a good path forward by way of light and not by way of suffering.
So we pray that we only have one deficiency in our heart, the deficiency for the Creator to come and give us a single deficiency for connection, to be as one man and one heart, for one desire for connection. And in this will merit our teacher, our Rav.
That the spirit that the Kabbalists convey to us in the texts and what we receive from our teacher will live in all our actions and prayers.
Yeah. And to have the strength in all the tens in the world to answer the question that needs to be put on the table, as he wrote, for everyone to answer how much we've advanced in love of others and how many actions we've made to advance us to this. So for us to have strength to put this scrutiny before our eyes and to deal with it throughout the day.
Yeah, when he writes bringing the question, putting it on the table, it's like the desktop we have on our screens. We have to see this question in front of us all the time. And it's there. Maybe we're just not sensitive enough to it. We'll need to give the effort every day, each one from his place, and this will ignite this power in each friend. We'll awaken each other from within.
We'll ask of the Creator to give us strength to see that we're progressing on the path of truth, not the path of the desire to receive, but the path of truth, and for every friend to have the strength to justify and to see how daily the Creator gathers us and gathers us more towards Him.
Also, following what Dave said in the previous round, when we read Rabash's article one time and then another time together, and we get something out of it and discuss it, we see how from time to time we receive from Him another addition, power, and light. We should continue this action, not just in today's lesson, but to always wrap ourselves with Rabash.
And we're going to take the strength that the teacher are giving us and know how to use it and disseminate it in the world and to explain it. As we've scrutinized before the day of Kippur, the Yom of Kippur, to explain this method. So if we can add another rung in this explanation of the wisdom towards humanity as it is today, we've advanced.
Okay, dear friends, we will now read from Rav's words, from the lesson. So there was a question, what does it mean to be the glue between the friends? And Rav answered, it is to try and glue all the relationship between the friends in the ten to a single bond. And you're doing this role, and actually each one has to be doing this role, because each one adds to the adhesion his own aspect, and without it, there won't be complete adhesion. And now we're going to Niv.
We started talking about the meal tomorrow. Tomorrow we have a special meal in the passing of our giant teacher, Baal HaSulam, who we owe everything to. So let us prepare ourselves towards the special lesson tomorrow. It's going to be dedicated to that. And then we're going to have our hummus meal. And we're going to have special excerpts, and it's going to be a very quiet and internal meal with instrumentals of Dani and Asaf. We're going to lead us and awaken our hearts towards a common prayer. The entire meal, this will be its spirit. So let's prepare first of all internally and prepare ourselves whatever we need. To bring a lechaim, to bring a little snack, prepare a quiet place where we can be focused in with the entire world kli. Whoever is in Petach Tikva needs to register. Of course, all the links have been sent out and will be sent out. So let us prepare for this holy time.
So, in direct continuation to what Niv brought up, we are in inner preparation as well as physical preparation for all the friends who are in Israel. We have three big events coming. One is tomorrow. We have the daily lesson and hummus meal here in the center. Whoever wants to come, the topic is Baal HaSulam's Yortzeit. And then Sunday, October 9th, we have the Sukkot Eve meal. This is 3 p.m. Israel time. And then Thursday, October 13th, we have the Unity Evening, 6 p.m. Israel time. Everything is broadcast and translated. But we're reminding you to make sure in the tens, are you registered to all the events that you are planning to get to? So if I'm planning to be in the lesson and the meal tomorrow, I have to make sure today that I'm registered. Same thing with regards to Sunday. If I know that I'm planning to come to the Sukkot Eve meal, I have to make sure today that I'm registered because the registration will be closed. Same thing with the Unity evening. Make sure you register as soon as possible. All of the announcements will be sent today again. Help each other in the tent to make sure everyone's registered so we are prepared both internally and externally. So we'll conclude now, Moshe.
So the schedule is from 12 to 1. We have an afternoon lesson. So let's move to a song.
Looking for a way to put together all the pieces of these broken parts. Signs are in the air in every breath, in every moment, and in every heart. Every time we rise and fall together, there's a light to guide us through it all. We hold on to each other through the ways that we discover on the road to love. נחזיק ביחד על ההבדלים, נראה איך אהבה מחזה על הפשעים. Hold on to love, come on and let your heart sing. Break open the door, it's time for uniting. Above thoughts of me, beyond the horizon. Together we see through the ten that we're living in.
Sentimos la distancia entre nosotros como un reto que la luz nos da. Nuestras manos y uniendo intenciones a su voluntad. Мы падаем и вновь встаем, держась за свет, который нас к себе зовет. И сердце в сердце лишь мольба благословляет наш всеобщий путь вперед.
Hold on to love, come on and let your heart sing. Break open